Report: NYC teachers allegedly sent explicit texts, preyed on students. By Amy Furr on October 9, 2022. Multiple female teachers in New York City have been accused of inappropriate behavior involving students, the New York Post reported Saturday. Reports from the Special Commissioner of Investigation, SCI, for the city's schools showed several instances of shocking sexually charged behavior by the women and aides, the outlet said. Natalie Black, 27, a teacher at Hillside Arts and Letters Academy in Queens, sent at least 15 raunchy snaps of herself in lingerie or nude to a 17-year-old male student beginning in late 2021, an SCI report said. The boy was interviewed by the NYPD, but no charges were filed. By March 2022, the report found, Black's bad behavior escalated. She showed male students photos of her vagina, pulled down her pants in a student's home and told him to eat my ass, and sent kids videos of herself deep-throating a liquor bottle and dancing naked from the waist down. Black refused to cooperate with officials and was removed from service during the probe. The SCI recommended she be removed from the Department of Education workforce permanently due to unfitness as a teacher. The Post detailed another case among several. Danielle Madeen, then 24, exchanged nearly 5,500 very flirtatious, sexual tension-filled texts with a boy in one of her 11th grade math classes at Manhattan's Institute for Collaborative Education. She resigned before she could be fired, as SCI recommended, and then snagged a job as a New York Times data analyst, according to her LinkedIn page. In addition, a woman named Michelle Zach was accused of having an inappropriate relationship with two underage students at a Queens high school, smoking pot with him, and hosting sleepovers for them. She eventually became a self-employed tutor. Social media users voiced their opinions on the Post article. One person writing, "In other words, everything in NYC is a sewer. Homeschool your kids until the teachers' union is abolished." Another commented. Last year, parents began reevaluating how their children were educated and more began choosing to remove them from government-run schools in favor of alternatives such as homeschooling, Breitbart News reported in January. The outlet noted, many education bureaucrats blame the coronavirus pandemic for their plunging enrollment numbers. But parents are pulling their children out of government schools because of COVID-related mandates and the infiltration of critical race theory, CRT, principles and LGBTQ activist materials in curricula as well.